What's good with you? Welcome to episode 4 of the Gadget Switch podcast. On today's episode, we have still my special guest from our live stream, Mr. BG Tech Life. Talk to him, Khan, and the tech gentleman, Mr. Eric Kelly. On today's episode, we will be talking about the Galaxy Note 20 lineup, and we're going to be talking real heavy in the tablet space, iPad versus the Samsung Tab, with the new Samsung Galaxy S7 Tab about to be released. Have Samsung closed the gap on the iPad? Without further ado, let's go. Let's talk about, we've been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks, but the Note 20 and the Fold, they're going to have coming out. Anybody have any ideas on the lineup? I think it's supposed to be just a regular Note 20, then the Note, is it going to be Ultra or Pro? And then the Fold is supposed to fill in the third spot.
So the Intel I got is going to be a regular Note 20. Note 20 Ultra, and then they're going to have some Galaxy Fold 2 or Z Flip 2 or something like that. Like the top dog is going to be the foldable.
Okay. Yeah. Now, from what I understand, is the Fold going to have any S Pen capabilities?
Nah, they hadn't figured that out yet. They said the screen is going to be improved a lot, right, more durable and all that stuff, but they haven't figured out the S Pen part yet.
They saying that it might be lower than the last Note too. It might be less than the last Note, cost less.
Oh yeah, the Note 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of got to, man, because my wife got the regular Note 10, and really that phone
still good.
Like, it's good, but when you think about the fact that it don't have an SD card reader.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's got I think it's got less RAM. It's got a lower red screen. Like, they made some slick compromises with that device. So if they're going to do that same thing this year, because the Note 20 Ultra is supposed to have this LTPO super low variable power screen or something like that, some all new screen tech, and that's not going to be on the regular 20. So they're going to have to drop that price down.
Yeah. Real quick to the question and see. CH Gadget was asking, I think on our last conversation about the Type C, they would never put Type C. They would go no port before they go Type C.
Are you talking about Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah, they trying to get rid of all the ports, man. They're trying to go purely wireless.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see these landfills with all the chargers in it. That's what I'm trying to see.
Right. Oh,
yeah. Someone's lying somewhere.
Hey, now did you guys hear that Samsung got some new tech in the glass they displays now?
Yeah.
That makes them more durable. And what's going to happen? I think they found a way to bring the cost down. And all right. And BOE is supposed to have the same type of technology. But they're ahead of Samsung in far as foldable displays, meaning more actual foldable glass, not that plastic that we're going to be getting.
Oh yeah. I hadn't heard about the durability thing, but I know Samsung was kind of trying to push that with the Z Flip. They were calling it like foldable glass back then, but then everybody exposed it. And then Samsung was like, well, it has glass like something. You know, they're trying to get slick with the language, and then they got exposed. But
okay,
I don't know, man.
They called it. I mean, they had a drip of glass.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, yeah, we rubbed it on some glass before we put it in the phone, man.
So, now I did hear about this. That it's supposed to be another some type of mixture that's supposed to make the glass tougher. I didn't read up on it all the way, but I did see it. We'll see.
Yeah. Let me see here. I think I gotta try to do a screen share. See if I can.
Hey, BG, your mic go.
Yeah. I don't know if you muted or unplugged.
I'm back on. Yeah. Oh, all right. Okay. I was.
You got excited over there, or something.
Yeah, but I feel like glass should be stronger if it is if it's foldable. It seemed like, you know, scientifically, it will be more durable anyway.
Oh yeah, see they're talking about that foldable glass.
Yeah,
it ain't really foldable glass. Like you can still mark it up with your fingernail and stuff.
Right.
On the Z Flip, that's when they first started talking about it. Then they had to go back and clear it up. All that stuff.
Okay, that's an old article right there. I'm trying to find a new one.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting article, to say the least, that they made some type of advancement in the glass itself. And BOE, which we all know, Apple and BOE kind of are hand in hand now, but I think Samsung will be the first one to do the folding glass before Apple will. Apple will wait, and I think Apple will wait 2 or 3 years longer.
They'll wait till they have to do it and act like that nobody else did it.
hey, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if Apple said it's not, you know, they just feel like it's not something that needs to be done.
Yeah, like... kind of real how many quick. People really want a folding phone?
It's a lot. Hey,
That Z Flip remind me of a compact. Like that to me. I mean, honestly, that's not. I mean, I'm not gonna. Oh my god, I don't want the backlash. But it's not the most masculine phone that you can pull out your pocket.
No, I don't want not no razor feel. You know, like I got away from flip phone.
I was gonna say right now, Samsung just throwing stuff at the wall to see what stick. They just trying different form factors.
That's because they got a lot of money to throw.
Yeah, man. Because you been back in the day, Samsung throw a damn phone on anything, a camera, a refrigerator, washing machine.
Oh man, like, I just had to shit that watch. That's why I don't even think they care about the phones for real. That's why everything else is winning. Like,
yeah, man. So they just trying stuff.
I just went to the to the hospital today, for my shin. Yo, the whole she pulled a note 10 out of pocket and started playing with it. Next thing you know, the X-ray machine came down and it was a Samsung. I was like, you know what? Yeah. He's like, just stand there. I'm like, stand there. Stood next to the wall. She came close to him. Like, did that say Samsung? Like for real? Oh what?
Yeah, man. Hey, look, over here we getting the light work from Samsung in Korea. Yeah. Samsung make everything. They make bulldozers. They make vehicles. They make
That's why I think Apple and Samsung be beefing. That China-Korea beef.
Mm-hmm.
It's a China and Korea beef.
Yeah, man.
It might be a cultural beef that we ain't even got no stake in.
Yeah.
That we ain't never, we don't even, you know what I'm saying? Somebody, it might have started of a land dispute.
Right,
made it with ancestors years ago. You know what I mean? So we not plugged into
the headquarters in America, but the factory isn't. So
yeah.
They don't make one iPhone in America. So
oh yeah, man,
that shit gets shipped over here in the Corona boats, man.
Yeah, man. So on the foldable, man. Just to touch back on that. I don't think anybody really wants a foldable phone. I think everybody's fine. We understand phones big as hell. That's just what it is. But I think that the value is taking a huge screen like a tablet and being able to fold that down into something that can go in your pocket. And now you can walk around with something that's this big, but then when you get ready to, you fold it a couple times and now it's this big and you can do whatever you want to do and then fold it down. Put in your pocket. I think that's the only value to foldables. I don't want a small phone folded down to even smaller phone. That don't make no sense.
You know what is the biggest thing that probably would, the biggest thing that would destroy the smartphone industry that will make everybody jump on the Apple, but they would never do it because they are ultimately a greedy company. Bruh.
All companies.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying, Apple was super greedy.
And next level, man.
If Apple had a version of Dex, as much as people love MacBooks, iPads, Catalina, iOS 14. If Apple had a way you could plug your phone into a display and use it like a MacBook Air, that would destroy all competition in my mind.
I don't think it would.
I think, bruh.
Let me tell you something. Remember when Asus had that phone you could drop into a computer?
Yeah.
That didn't blow up.
Windows did the same thing. I see what BG saying. It ain't an Apple.
It's not Apple, bro.
You ain't
it's
getting
not
Apple.
It's AC. Not Apple. If you listen, if my iPhone, if I had a dock, right? If I had a monitor, if I had a 27-inch monitor that I could plug my iPhone in and it had some type of software similar to High Sierra or Catalina, and I could do whatever I wanted to do. That phone at that point, that phone is worth $1,500 or $1,600.
You can do that with an iPad. You could dock it into a monitor.
You can only mirror.
That's it.
Like it don't give you a whole desktop OS. It don't even give you what Dex give you. Dex isn't a real desktop OS, but at least it gives you like the classic like start button, folder structure, all that stuff.
Right.
You still got all the iPad OS limitations.
That would kill. If you could buy an iPhone, plug it into a monitor, hook it up to a Bluetooth mouse and keyboard, and really get the rock and pull up iMovie. That, you know what I'm saying? If you could pull up iMovie, Safari, and a couple other things, that would shut shit down. I mean,
that's basically what you're talking about with a Mac Air.
Yeah, right, exactly. But in the form factor, Rob, and the phone factor, I'm saying, if I had a phone, that all I needed was a phone, and then I could plug the phone into my display, and I'm running High Sierra or something like that, or running somewhere I could run iMovie and stuff like that. I'm telling you, that would be pretty dope.
So you would need a dock that's gonna be like 5,000.
Right. Yeah. You're talking about a company who sell wheels on a computer for $400.
Yeah, the dock gonna be like 5,000 to do that, man.
Right.
And I already got Apple TV on my Samsung television. So I don't need that. Well,
he cut his mic off.
Well, the thing is, that phone, Apple phones are not equipped for desktop usage. They don't have the specs for that
at all.
Like I know they got the little Bionic whatever, but Apple phones are designed to run one app at a time. It runs the hell out that one app, but the RAM, all that stuff is set up. It's not set up for multitasking. It's not set up for desktop usage. So if they were to design a phone to do that, that phone would be $2,000, man. Because now the phone got to have, 8, 12 gigs of RAM, like a desktop. Yeah. You don't do desktop stuff now. So
that would be still dope. Even anywhere under 2,000, if you could do that, shit would be dope.
Well, they have to get rid of their whole Mac. They have to get rid of their whole iMac line.
Samsung already tried that with that Samsung Dex.
Hey, Dex cold. Only problem is
that. No, it is cold.
Yeah.
But it only works on the Samsung computers. So
yeah. Well, you can only run Android apps.
They got a Dex Mac version.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but it just runs Dex on your
Mac, that's all.
Yeah, on your Mac. So you can't run like
Windows.
A while back they actually had a version of Linux you could install in Dex, like a version of Ubuntu.
Yeah,
but they killed a beta for whatever reason. Because I was like, if they go through with that, that's going to be real.
As soon as I plug my phone up to my television, it should be widescreen, everything.
Now, Huawei was the closest. I think Huawei still doing their kind of like Dex, like deal?
Yeah. They don't talk about it as much, but they still doing it.
They were the first one to just really simplify the whole process. Because at the time when they was doing it, you had to buy a little cradle for the Samsung Dex.
Yeah.
And then Huawei was like, you ain't got to do that with us. Just run your cable from your phone to the your monitor and you was good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then next year Samsung killed the dock.
Right.
Plug the cable up.
Straight plug it up.
Straight plug the cable. Game over.
Game over. You know what? We're not even going to deal with this BS. Just you don't even have to. I bought an Insignia Type C, the HDMI adapter. Worked just like magic.
Yep.
You see what CH said? Apple not going to be so savage to the iPads and Mac. Is they not, bro?
Not. I know that would never happen.
Only way that would happen is if they really figure that no one's buying Macs or the iPad. That's.
Well, let me tell you something too. The average customer that goes to an Apple store ain't that tech savvy,
right?
they really not that tech savvy.
And now people not even buying Macs. They just straight going and getting the iPad and put the keyboard on that hole.
Right.
Yeah, because they didn't cannibalize.
Yeah.
The iPad Air. Because I mean, iPad Pro is so damn expensive. But then Apple's telling you, yeah, it's more powerful than a computer with an i5 in it and all this stuff.
What was the one that came out like? It was like 6 years ago. It was the first big joint. It was like the 12 inches. Everybody was like, damn. And it had the same stuff in it that the mini had. I'm like,
Hey, look,
12 inch mini.
Yeah, man. Because my wife, she just got the 12.9 inch, the 2020 iPad Pro.
Yeah.
It's, you know, of course, they talk about how powerful it is and all that stuff, all the juice. But it's like, unless you specifically got an app that's going to do that, outside of that, man, it's just, you might as well have a damn Amazon Fire or something, man.
That's true.
Because at the end of the day, all that power, you're never going to use it.
Right.
Like, unless it's designed to where the app has to need that stuff. If you ain't using apps that need it, you're just watching Netflix or YouTube. It's a waste of money, man.
Yeah, I feel you on that, though. Yeah. It's a big difference. Like, it's outside of me using my iPad, because I got a 2020 11-inch iPad Pro. And outside of me using them for LumaFusion, it's nothing that I do on a tablet that task any tablet that I use so much that I would need to spend that much money on the tablet. It's like, this tablet is basically for this, for editing videos. Exactly. If I didn't use it for editing videos, watching Hulu and Netflix,
damn, man.
I don't need, like you said, honestly, the Tab S4 got a better screen.
Talk about it, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, the Tab S4 got a better screen, but at the same time,
that's crazy because I brought my girl the damn iPad, man, and she don't even want that shit. She want the Tab S4 back.
Yeah, man. So
they got a new tab dropping with the.
Hey, look, that's what I was gonna talk about, man. Tab S7 Plus, 120 hertz screen. 12-inch screen size, 10,000 milliamp hour battery, 8 gigs of RAM, Snapdragon 865 Plus. It's about to go down.
It come with the pen too, or they took the pen off on it?
Nah, it come with the pen.
That pen on that 6 is sick, man.
Yeah, man, it's about to go down.
And he had to touch the screen with the 6, with the pen on the 6. That's it, Jackie.
See, that's the thing. It's like. It's like, I mean, oh my goodness, like,
and you,
I is like, okay, my iPad is used for this one thing, but everything else is, don't get me wrong, the iPad Pro, that's the thing. I think as consumers, we got to realize, are we doing regular shit or pro shit? You know what I mean?
That new Tab 7 Plus, Samsung gonna drop some sweet accessories with that baby.
Oh yeah, they are.
But the thing is, bro. I mean, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you right now. It's not worth buying.
What?
straight up and down. It's not worth buying. For the simple fact, the simple fact of the matter is. That's why I still got a tab S4. Bruh, it's not worth buying because I'm not going to do anything on a Samsung tablet that requires that much. Like, I'm not doing anything on my Samsung tablet that requires that much. Like, I can skip a couple. I can wait for the S8 from the S4 because you're not doing that much on a Samsung tablet. Like, I will say this. If they want to make you buy these tablets, Samsung makes some nice, the best Android tablets out right now, even though the Android tablet is kind of dead. They have to make some apps but specifically for that tablet to make it worth your while, especially for professionals. You see what I'm saying? That's the one thing that iPad have over Samsung. Those iPad, they have apps that you can utilize, and you completely utilize in the tablet.
I can't even say that because for me, I edit a lot on my, like, I'm able to edit on the go with my S4. Mm. Like, I'm able to use my Adobe better than I can with it on my iPad. It's harder to edit it with my Adobe than it is. Like, it's the Adobe on my S4 works like I'm doing it in front of the computer. On the iPad, I get frustrated and gotta wait till I get home.
See, mm-hmm. I did all that. I tried all of that after I bought LumaFusion on my iPad, on my last iPad.
Yeah, I haven't.
See, I ain't had to buy nothing.
I haven't broke down to use LumaFusion yet.
I haven't used it yet.
Nah, I've been.
You know what? And I think you're not using it, man. Matt, bro, if you, it's, I don't know if it's $30. When I bought it, it was $19.99. Yeah, when you use LumaFusion, it's no going back to nothing else. I'm sorry. It's no going back to nothing else. I'm not lying to you. Once you use it, you don't want to use anything else. Like, it's not because my videos are the most intricate or the best footage, or I got the best B-roll, but it's just so much that you can do with that program, and it feels like, you know what I mean? You feel like you're using professional grade software and hardware when you're using an app like that. And for the way that it, if you can get 4K 60 footage to your iPad, the render times are ridiculous. They're ridiculous, bro. Stuff that will shut my PC down. stuff that will shut my i7 laptop down. It's gonna crush right through, and upload it straight to my YouTube channel. I mean, once you use that, it's no going back. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
I'm gonna have to check it out, but I already paid all the money for Adobe, so
yeah, I can. Well, so BG,
I love Adobe. Do all the extra shit.
BG, did you ever use Adobe Premiere Pro on your computer?
I've only used the mobile version of Adobe. I've never on my computer, but I edit with mostly what I was editing with when I used my PC with Sony Vegas.
Okay, I'm just curious because you know, I use Premiere Pro on my computer, and I was real hopeful for Adobe Rush, but it was real buggy when it first came out and stuff.
Yeah, I used Adobe Rush and that shit was garbage to me. I looked at it for 5 minutes.
Yeah, so, but I'm hopeful in the future though. I guess kind of like down the line.
It ain't nothing. Just go ahead and get your wife an iPad. Hey, BD,
is LumaFusion cutting you a check?
Man, I'm about to cash app.
Anchor cutting them a check too.
Yeah. No, bro. Listen, it's not even about them cutting me a check. It's just about the user experience, man. It's really It's really good. You know what I'm saying? It's really good. And it's just, you can do things like, no, you know how we'd be like, well, you know, 4K, that's too much. Bop, bop, bop. You don't have to go 4K. You know, most people don't watch shit at 4K. Most people ain't got 4K. But you'll be making 4K videos just to make them because it's just that smooth. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just that effortless to have to produce 4K content. Honestly. Yeah, man.
I mean, I use LumaFusion too, but they seem like they really got you.
Rob said he ain't preaching. He ain't shouting for the rooftops like that.
I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna try it out. I'm gonna try them out. But like,
I'm a Final Cut guy myself. I've never tried Adobe Premiere. I think the bridge from Final Cut to Adobe is DaVinci Resolve. I was thinking about trying that before I was to try Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fact that I can't get over paying the membership.
Yeah. I'm subbed I got like a little Adobe subscription. So I get all they stuff. And I'm using the student discount, so it's not knocking my face
out. I'm using a little state discount, you dig?
But so to go back to BG point about, well, let me get clarification. Were you saying you wouldn't buy the S7 or you wouldn't buy the iPad?
I'm just saying this. It's not that those devices aren't good. Like, I could see the S7 being, you know, a fairly good Android tablet, probably the best Android tablet because Samsung make the best Android tablets. But I'm saying it's nothing monumental that I could think of that I'm doing with my Android tablet for me to feel like I need to spend money for an upgrade. Like, right now, you have your Tab S4. Pretty much everything that you do on your Tab S4, your Tab S4 can handle. Am I right or wrong?
Hey, look, man. Real multitasking. I can open up more apps. You know, watching YouTube. I got a keyboard. I can dock it in. I can, you know, look. I got my mouse that I pair up with it. It's, you know, I feel your pain, man. I understand your point. It's hard to justify an upgrade unless you got some specific you doing where it's like, this is not working. I need more RAM.
Like if Samsung came out, if Samsung had the internals, like, boom, we got this certain type of processor and a Tab S7 where you can really get into some real video editing. You see what I'm saying? And you could render some real 4K 60 frames per second. And really had a lot of, you know, a really good editing software on there.
What about Pro Director? What about Pro Director?
Pro Director, I mean, it just doesn't feel right. You know, I'm not gonna lie. Listen, y'all might look at me as uppity, but everything on Android as far as video editing, it just feels tacky to me. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm above it. I'm sorry. I don't know. Like,
you know what I mean? You say it's above you now, huh?
Yeah. People that edit right now on Android shit gonna be like, man, that's fuck him. But listen, I just don't like that shit. I mean, I'll keep it real. I don't like it. I like the way that LumaFusion feel. I like watching. Listen, I like watching Henry the Biz videos because he the one that put me on the LumaFusion, and I like, you know what I mean. I take a lot of his skill set and apply it to my own videos, and I feel like I'm doing, you know, pretty well. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I'm just gonna. Yeah. I'm gonna be quiet for the rest of the stream.
Well, BG, for perspective, man, I want to let you know that your experience on an Android tablet has been, you know, the Tab S4 got an 835 in it and only got like 4 gigs of RAM. So that same experience, even on the Note 10 Plus, that's got an 855? It got 12 gigs of RAM. 4K 60 ain't no problem because I've rendered 4K 60 on it. The only thing I don't like about it is the screen too small, especially once you start doing B-roll, but that's my only issue. That's why I'm
that's what I'm saying. But bro, inch see, and that's
with an 855 plus with 8 gigs of RAM with a micro SD card with a Type C, I can just plug up whatever.
They refused, bro. They refused to make that. They refused. Listen, I bought the first Note Pro tablet. I ran out and spent my $899, $799, whatever it was. The first Note Pro 12.2.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of bread on that tablet. I went to Best Buy first day out. Spent a lot of bread. It's like Samsung will never have their tablets on the same playing fields as their phone. If you look at it, look at the Tab S6 compared to the S20. Why is it that much different?
And what it's you mean?
I'm just saying, like,
how's it different?
It's different in the processes, my brother.
The S6 came out before.
No, but I'm just saying, even listen, when the S7 come out, it's going to come out around the same time as maybe the Note. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to come around. Same process.
It's going to have. So this is something new because that's never been done before.
They did it in the S6. The S6 got an 855. That's what was the latest and greatest when it came out.
Yep.
The A65 wasn't out when the S7 came out.
It's still, how many gigs of RAM do I have?
Like 6 or 8. I don't know.
It's not on par if it don't have the same. It's not on par. It's not a beast. It's not.
It's also not $1,200 like the Note. So, I guess it depends on what you want to do. I feel like the fact they're coming out with two tablets this year, the S7 and S+. They're gonna drop a tablet specifically for what you're asking for, BG. A top dog, like.
One, I'm not even editing that much on my damn tablet.
It's just not. I agree with BG as far as editing on the Android tablet.
Yeah.
Making compromises because you really gotta, like, you gotta do what you can.
Right.
In a way, it restricts.
That's what, and this maybe I'm arguing maybe more of a software point. But I would like a more intuitive experience being over on Android. Somebody, one of these developers have to step up and say, you know what, we're gonna make a Android, we're gonna make software for these Android tablets and these phones for editing, but it just feels it's more intuitive. You know what I mean? You got everything that you would have on a LumaFusion over here on Android.
Well, I think the reason why LumaFusion.
But they don't even have LumaFusion on Android, do they?
No.
I think because they said Android has.
talking about nothing then.
Right. I think because they said Android might be. Their software varies so much from phone to phone to phone. It's hard for them to keep the updates up.
One, yeah. who really like? I mean, I like only time I only edited a video on my tab like twice, but it went perfect with my Adobe. But I'm never like, I don't sit there and edit on them. One, I don't like looking at them no ass screens anyway. So that's just me.
My this dude named YouTube creator My Project 13. Run his whole channel off his phone.
That's what's up.
I mean, he films it, everything from filming to editing to everything. Whole channel off of that, off his phone.
I'm gonna wind up picking the phone up, making a phone call while I'm trying to edit. Like,
right.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I tried that, but I think because I started out, like right now I got a 43-inch 4K TV as my monitor. I got a desktop with 16 gig of RAM, i7, you know, GTX 1080. Like, it's hard for me to just use this all day. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's 6 got 6 gigs, my bad.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, something like this that I can, you know, throw like a little case on. I had a pen for. I got my micro SD card. I got plenty of storage, but I just need a screen bigger than this. That's my only. I need a screen bigger than this and more power. And I can probably make this work.
CH Gadget said the good apps go to iPad because more iPads are sold than Android tablets. And that's true. You know what I mean? Good
apps. I wouldn't say that.
That's definitely true.
No, I mean, I want to say way more because those little small tabs are still a tab. It's still a Samsung, and they be selling out for the kids. So
that's true, bro. Can't
say way more. I mean, it's sell out. They definitely sell, but not way more.
Well, talk to him, man. This is the perspective I'm gonna give you, man. I got a daughter starting kindergarten. The default computer is an iMac. The default tablet is an iPad. Entire school systems are buying iPads.
Yeah, well, my school my daughter's school system sent Google everything home. Google, Samsung, Chromebooks. They actually sent the S4 for to do some other little stuff on it. That my son go to school in Columbia. They sent him both. He got the Air Mat, and he got a Samsung tab. I was like, how'd he do that?
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, I didn't know they was doing that. I knew Chromebooks were taking over in the school just because they're cheap and easy to manage. But like any other, like, you know, I guess I call them like kind of sadiddy, you know, schools. Feel like they got some money, they doing Apple everything, man.
That's what I'm saying. Where my son go to school at, they said, so I was confused when they sent them the Samsung
phone. Yeah, they must have somebody in there who's trying to make a change, man, because
getting some money.
That's not the norm. Yeah.
Holding back on some bread. That's what's happening.
Yeah, man. But the fact right now, they have a 329, the regular iPad is $329.
Yeah.
So, them things been flying.
That ain't what you want, though. You need that iPad Pro. You got to spend that $11.99.
No iPad Pro, man.
Yeah, you must be getting paid. Every time you say iPad or LumaFusion, they must be dropping like $50.
Yo,
they're getting them backside super chats, man.
I'm Forbes. I'm replacing Forbes, but I'm rallying for Apple and LumaFusion.
Man. They like, oh yeah, cha-ching.
I could even use my LumaFusion on my iPhone 11 Pro Max. Cha-ching. Think about it. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. If you want a color grade, you gotta use LumaFusion.
Oh, here we go. You gotta be getting paid. You gotta get paid $50 every time you say LumaFusion.
Oh man.
Oh, look, I just looked it up. They say it's coming to Android soon.
He lied.
Look, he was about to get mad. Like, what?
as long as the quality don't go down, I don't have to worry about the quality going down. Because, see, it's the thing, you know, it's just a wide array of Android devices. And I would hate for somebody to download a great app like that on a LG V20, an older device, and then can't use it to the best of their abilities. You see what I'm saying? I would hate for somebody to have something like
Let's
that.
Be honest, though. How many people really use Android to edit anyway? So Android know that. So they not Samsung know that. So they're not going to waste.
It's not, but see, that's the thing
for them to do. That's the thing for what you want them to do.
No, but it's not because it's not good. If it was a good experience, everybody would do it.
Yeah, we were talking about Adobe Premiere earlier.
There's still stuff out here that people you still haven't seen on the Apple yet. But I digress.
I mean, yeah, everything got its place. Got widgets. I'm not going to sit here and argue for Apple.
You're right. I was going to say, because Apple damn sure just got widgets. And Samsung, Even they, even blue BlackBerry had that.
BlackBerry had an old Android operating system.
before Android operating system, they had widgets.
They had widgets, which is BlackBerry Messenger.
Oh, they had widgets. You just didn't pay for the other. You didn't pay for it.
Yeah, pay for the widgets.
Oh yeah, so you want bossed up?
I wasn't on the. I don't think I spent that much time on the BlackBerry market.
Mm-hmm. All right, BG, how many times you got to say LumaFusion before you get your cargo?
The 10 bagger, because I know he got 10 racks coming. You feel me? So like three more times. Right. Four times.
Nah, I wish it was that easy.
Man, to be honest with you, LumaFusion is iMovie Lite. That's basically what it is.
I'm downloading iMovie tonight, man. Because I ain't, you know what, goddamn it. I've never really got into iMovie. And I just put Catalina on my MacBook Air.
You just put Catalina on there?
Yeah, I don't use that motherfucker that much.
They about to jump over the Big Sur. You just not getting Catalina on there?
I just put Catalina on there. I don't be using that shit that much. Bro.
Stop, yo.
I'm basic, yo. Look, the motherfucker did.
You were just arguing about that damn.
About color grading on your tablet.
I like, because I like that shit. I use what I like. It's not about, you know what I mean? It's not about me trying to be fancy. Tab S4. I like this joint. I really like my Tab S4, and I like the Dex desktop. I really like that.
All right, man.
You need a new one. You got the better Dex on it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there ain't no reason to buy it. What am I going to do different?
Nothing.
And that does it for this podcast episode number 4 of the Gadget Switch. I'd like to give a shout out to my guests, BG Tech Life, Talk to 'Em Khan, and the tech gentleman, Mr. Eric Kelly. Thanks for stepping in and having a little fun with me with this /podcast/ live stream for those who have watched this on the YouTube side. Now, if you don't know, you can also message my podcast and leave your comments on what you think about the show and any future suggestions you may have for the podcast. But other than that, again, thanks everybody. And my boy V Worldwide should be back in the next one. So we'll be catching you guys in the next podcast. So until then, we're out.